Hello, everyone, and welcome to The New Yorker, a podcast by New York City Cop. I'm your host, Kelly Kopp, published photographer, New York City tour business owner, real estate content creator, podcaster, and above all else, a New Yorker.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
With me today, I have executive editor Kiara Lady Boss. She is a digital creator, CEO of her own tour company, an immigrant traveling solo, but above all else, she is a New Yorker. Hey, Kiara, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Ciao. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here, especially after spending 3 full days of conference in Brooklyn.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Were you cold in Brooklyn, too?
I was cold when I was running at 6 a.m., but no, the
conference
was inside.
Running at 6 a.m., look at you.
I like to challenge myself and my body.
That's impressive. I was up at 6 a.m. just for the first time in years, just because I had to fix my Apple phone. And that's the only reason, and I'm exhausted.
You could have come run with me.
I should have. I wish I would have known. I would have ran across the Brooklyn Bridge and met you in Brooklyn.
It was so freaking cold.
Oh, I know. It's so cold right now. It's snowing right now. Did you see that?
Yes.
You know, I've been complaining about the cold, but then when it snows, my heart sings. When it snows in the city, it's so beautiful. I'm like,
it's magical.
So sick of the weather. I think we're really tired of the winter this year.
It's long.
It's long and it's cold and it's more snowy than it's been in years.
And
it's snowing tonight.
Yeah.
And it's barely out of February, if even. Well, for today's episode, Kiara, I want to talk about solo traveling. I have a lot of people that I do tours for who are solo travelers. A lot of New Yorkers travel solo to other countries as well. So you are an immigrant and you travel solo. And I wanted to have you on the show today so we can talk about some ways to stay safe, things people should do to prepare, and how to enjoy your solo travel adventure. What's interesting, Kiara, is I often talk about on my podcast on some episodes, I always give women props because when, you know, I have my own personal tour business, New York City Cop Tours, and I have quite a lot of solo travelers and they're all women, always. And I'm always so impressed because men don't travel solo and women are traveling across the world from Australia or from India. Or from, you know, Europe. And I'm always so fascinated because, you know, New York City kind of gets a little bad rap too, you know? And I just love to see women travel across the world to New York City. So let's talk about that. So tell us about you first. And we'll get all into that, but let's talk about you first. And where were you born? How did you end up in New York City?
Long story, but let's try to make it short. I like to call myself a citizen of the world.
Love it.
Because I was born and raised in Italy. So definitely 50% of my culture, personality definitely comes from my country. But I've lived in different places. I lived in the Netherlands. I lived in the UK.
I did not
before.
Know this.
Yes. Because you didn't come to the travel show.
Oh, that's true. I was going to bring up the travel show. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
I spoke there 3 weeks ago and This is something I shared part of my story, but I lived in different countries and I've traveled to over 48 countries in the world. And
wow.
I grabbed a little piece of each country and culture and language and I incorporated it in who I am today. That's why I don't like to call myself an Italian or a New Yorker. I'm just a citizen of the world. And
I love that.
Thank you. And I love the world. I love people and I love cultures.
I do too.
I do believe that in order to learn more, evolve and be who you are, truly who you are at the core, you should visit as many places as possible. The way you want. either you're a travel adventure mm-hmm. or you like just beaches, but get deep down into the culture and learn about locals, and it's going to shape your personality and change the way you think and give you different perspectives.
I agree. And it broadens your mind,
Absolutely.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Which is really important to me as well.
Yeah. And also when you just asked me like who I am, what I do,
mm-hmm.
I like to call myself a multi-potentialite,
uh-huh.
which is that person that has different skills and hobbies and they incorporate it into their life and their business. So not only I am my own boss, and mm-hmm. that's probably the best gift I could give to myself besides solo traveling.
True.
I own this tour company, opened 11 years ago.
And what's the name of your tour company?
New York City for All.
Right.
Awesome. We've been welcoming over 11,000 visitors in the past 11 years since
wow.
we opened, because we do private walk-in tours and we cater to Italian-speaking people. They might live here.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them come from Italy, Switzerland, or other countries, and they speak Italian. And we do private tours for families, couples, groups. We work with a lot of tour companies and tour operators, mm-hmm. and they send different type of groups to New York. Something just came to mind. I don't know if you want me to share the story.
Share whatever.
Do you remember when I used to wear the bow every day?
I do.
Okay. So that was my signature. And I still love the bows, but I'm going to a different phase in my life. So I don't want to wear the bow.
Mm-hmm.
I just wear it when I want.
Right.
But
I love your bows.
Thank you. And I also have two tattoos that I did mm-hmm. when I moved to the UK over 20 years ago. But that's a different story. So there was a group of women that traveled to New York 5 years ago, before the pandemic, and eight of them. One day they came, I was with them for 4 days
mm-hmm.
on tour. The second day they came down, everyone was wearing a bow.
Oh, I love that.
And that stuck to my mind so mm-hmm. much, because that was part of my branding, part of me
right.
as a person. And they embraced it and they wanted that to be part of my tours. And I love
for
doing
you.
Yes, I love doing tours. I love clients. Besides being a business owner, I am a content creator, actually a word content creator. Last year and the year before, I got two awards. And
what were those awards?
One was the Beacon Award with the Ellie Silent Honor Society. And I received
nice.
It.
Congrats.
Thank you. That was very meaningful and emotional for me
mm-hmm.
because I was recognized as, and my business was recognized as innovative. And they usually give those awards to immigrants or sons of immigrants that are doing business in a different way. The second award that I got last year was for women in tourism, specifically for the tour guide of the year.
Congratulations.
Thank
that
you.
Is so awesome.
It brought a lot of tears. Like
mm-hmm.
it felt amazing to finally be recognized after so much work, after 11 years of hard work.
Mm-hmm. I hear
and
you.
Especially being an immigrant, because this country is not the place where I was born. So there's hope, and we'll talk more about this.
There
but
is
like,
hope. I mean, you're proving that, you know, you can, you know, if you can make it here, you can make
Absolutely.
It anywhere. And you can
Thank
make
you, Frank.
As an immigrant, you made it in New York City.
Yeah.
And you know, I love that you have a tour business. And I think most of my viewers know that I have a tour business as well. But I love the phrase, a candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. So tell us about how they can get a hold of you for a tour.
Usually clients find me on either on social media, mm-hmm. word of mouth, or through the tour companies mm-hmm. that I work with. And they book directly via email. My ideal customer like to have the first conversation with me instead of booking a tour. They
Understood.
Really want,
yeah.
especially because we do a lot of customized mm-hmm. walking tours. We have 9 walking tours on the website, but they come to me to understand like if we can tweak something
right.
or they want to share something about them and let me know if they're first-time travelers, if they've been to New York, they want to see something different. And there's a lot of psychology behind this job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
And in fact, I love to be flexible. And I always say I don't like scripted tours.
Me neither.
I do not. I'm sorry for those people that do scripted tours. Don't take it personal. But I do believe that the best tour is an improv tour.
Completely agree.
Because you need to understand the person you have in front of you and provide what they need. They might not need the script that you have. So you need to adjust and be flexible and be able to change route when and if possible. That's why I love to do private.
That's why I do private tours. To say I just do the bus tours during Christmas.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. But the rest of the year, my personal tours are private tours. They're a lot more intimate, personal. I love doing them.
Same.
And so people can just say, "Hey, Kiara," and message you on Instagram and say, "I'll see if I do a new tour." Blah blah blah. What do you think about this, that, and the other?
Yeah, I usually send them via email.
Yeah.
Also because I don't really take reservations on social media.
Yeah.
I really need a structure for my business.
What, your email is what?
Kiara at newyorkcityforall.com.
Awesome.
Kiara with a K.
K-I-A-R-A.
K-I-A-R-A. New York City, all spelled out. Number 4ALL.com.
Nice.
Also have an executive assistant and she takes care of the reservations.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you. I mean, I think it's amazing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, and you're showing other women, you know, that I don't want to say it's easy, but and other men too, you know, yeah. Or men too.
And I'm just going to add that I'm a licensed tour guide and I'm the main tour guide of the company.
Right.
And I'm actually hiring tour guides that are free spirited, that are opinionated and that have their own personality.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Well, we'll help you get some people on your staff then.
Yes. And actually, hopefully, if you come through the podcast, please mention Kelly Kopp. I would love to know that you guys are coming from them.
Well, you know, I saw that I love your group tours, and I saw that you did a group tour to Italy.
Yes, that's the new business.
And John Fria, who's, you know,
on the podcast,
you know, here in NYC, he's amazing. I saw that he went with you.
Yes. We had a blast.
Did you see that, Jay?
No.
Yeah, I was like, there's John.
Yeah, so that's my new project.
Yeah, I love it.
I've been doing inbound for 11 years. Last year, the Italian Tourism Board declared the year of roots tourism. So I wanted to bring people back to my roots, giving them a different perspective and taking them off the beaten path, not to the overcrowded places that we all know, from Rome to Venice to Amalfi Coast to Milan, blah, blah, blah. And I created this new company where we take small groups of curious travelers, not more than 10 to 12, back to hidden Italy. And we do everything through the most beautiful Borghi of Italy, which is a company that was founded in 2000. And they cater over 350 hamlets. Let's call it that way.
Right.
Those are not villages. It's literally a hamlet that still keeps the tradition, the culture, and everything that you can think of as Italian as possible. And we stop in some of those hamlets. We meet the mayors. We have the key to the city hall. That was one of the favorite experience of the group. We basically, you know, we are not allowed to drink on the street in the States, right?
Yes.
But we are allowed to do that in Italy. We were having an aperitivo in a beautiful countryside. And then all of a sudden, the mayor shows up and he's like, "Do you want to come drink at the city hall?" So we walked inside the city hall, and that was an oval office that was built before the White House.
Oval office. That is pretty amazing.
Yes. That's what I was trying to say, that.
And John
everything
was
is
with
unique.
You in this one?
John was with me. We had a blast, and there were so many other stories that we could share, but.
Well, it's funny because John right now, I asked him to tell me a story at all, if you, any stories about Italy. And he said, "Well, we just had everything was great." And he said, a great time we had was when we went to Italy together on to La Marche.
Le Marche.
Yes. Yes. So I don't know what that is, but no, what does he mean?
Le Marche is my region.
Oh, that's your region?
Yeah. So we have 20 regions and mine is a true hidden gem. I don't usually hear travelers I don't usually hear travelers going to Le Marche. That's why I decided to start from my region. And it's in the center east coast by the Adriatic Sea.
Well, I was watching, you know, you're looking at your videos on your social media, and I was like, wow, I want to be part of this. I want
to
do this with you.
I would love for you to join.
Jay, too, you should go. I think we should do this. So, okay, so as a solo female traveler.
Yes.
What was your first trip solo?
I need to say something about solo travel because solo travel changed my life. Mm-hmm. I started traveling solo 10 years ago, and it was out of a very painful breakup and the loss of one of the most important people in my life. Mm-hmm. I also want to say that I was scared AF.
Yeah. Understandable.
And I really didn't know how to get out of my comfort zone, but I knew I needed to do something to get out of that pain in that very hard moment of my life. And I've been reading books about solo traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And I found them through.
And you were how old?
How wise, maybe. I don't like the word old.
What age? Oh, I think old's a great word. Like for me,
yeah,
because I'm older. And people think old is such a negative word. But to me, old is a badge of honor. It's a wisdom. It's many people don't get to experience the privilege of being old. So are older. So for me, now that I'm older, I love the word old because people think of young as good and old as bad. But for me, why is young good and why is old bad? I have so much more experience and knowledge than some young kid.
Absolutely.
You know?
I love this perspective.
Mm-hmm. That's just my personal experience.
Since old has a very bad connotation, I don't like the way people use the word.
Yeah.
So maybe we can rephrase it and, I don't know, train
fine.
The world to use it in a different way.
Yeah, I'm trying to train them.
But yeah, I love your perspective. But I was 20... I was 28.
Ah, yeah.
29. No, sorry. I was 20 plus 9.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. And so you went where on your first? And I didn't mean to interrupt with your story. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just telling you why I decided to start traveling solo because that before that moment, it really never came to my mind to take a trip on my own. I didn't see the need.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no spark for me to travel solo. I was very comfortable in my situation.
Right.
And I wasn't even thinking about going out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel confident. I didn't feel safe enough. But again, when a dramatic moment happens in your life, you look for things that can help you heal or can give you answers. And I am a strongly believer that answers will always come, but not when you expect them.
100% agree. And I think most of our listeners that Jay knows too, know the reason I moved to New York is a dear friend of mine passed away. And that's the reason what pushed me and made me go live. So I completely understand different circumstances, but that pain actually pushed us both, you know, to go live.
Yeah.
So,
and that was a pivotal moment for me. Because I
understood.
It really helped me shape the person I am today and really helped me take off my business and what I was doing at that time. But back to your question, my first solo trip was in a country that is not so safe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you know me well, but no, I'm saying.
No, I am just to hear the story.
I'm a very extreme person. Like everything I do, I don't think most of the time I don't think step by step. I just go extreme. And I'm going to give you another example, but I went to Bolivia, South America.
Wow.
It's not one of the safest countries in South America. And I flew to La Paz.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about start traveling solo on your own, you may want to land during the daytime with the sun. I landed at 3:30 a.m., which I think I'm freaking crazy right now. But again, I'm telling you, I go extreme.
Yeah.
I landed, but before taking that trip, I took so many precautions and I read books and I wanted to feel ready, even if sometimes you're never ready. You know what I mean? There's always something new you could know or learn or read.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, safety is like my number one priority when I travel solo. And La Paz was like at the edge.
And that was your first trip.
Yeah.
And you had a great time, I take it.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey there, I'm Bellamy Young. I'm an actor and a producer. I've been working with the global humanitarian organization, CARE, and I am so excited to invite you along for my new podcast, She Leads with CARE. Each week, you'll meet some incredible women who have changed their lives and their communities.
We raise our voices for people who don't raise their voices to defend themselves.
Listen to She Leads with CARE now on your favorite podcast platform. New episodes every Tuesday.
I had an incredible time, and
wow.
Yes, I felt free. I felt that everything is possible, even if you're scared, as long as you believe it. Why Bolivia? Because I had to cross off something from my bucket list.
Right.
One of my dreams since I was little was to visit Salar de Uyuni.
What is that?
What is that? The biggest salt lake in the world.
And that's in Bolivia?
It's in Bolivia.
Wow.
It's like close to Peru. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Let me rephrase. It's close to... No, it's not close to Peru. It's in the south of Bolivia.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful both during the winter and the summer. I went when it was winter. So when it's winter, it's dry. Right? When it's summer, it's wet. So you get the reflections of yourself. It's huge. So you can take a bunch of incredible Instagrammable pictures without people because it's like...
Yeah. Wow.
There Good might be you. So many people, but...
And how long were you there?
I was there for over a week.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little bit of La Paz. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was there for almost 2 weeks. I did La Paz and I felt so sick. Day three because of the altitude. And I thought I was out of it because usually people get sick right after they land or the day after. And day one, I was good. Day two, I was good. Day three, I knocked out on a tour. I was in the Moon Valley. Thank God I was with a tour guide and with my hostel roommate.
Right.
So I wasn't alone, but I passed out.
Wow.
And I was not expecting it because, again, usually people... feel it the first few days or within 48 hours. I don't know why my body decided to, you know, act that way. But I did La Paz and then I moved to Salar de Uyuni. I booked the tour. It was a small group tour with a company. Five people from around the world.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And the tour guide was an indigenous from Bolivia.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I love to search when I travel,
right.
Especially solo travel.
Yep.
When I came back, I moved to Lago Titicaca, Titicaca Lake.
Yep. They have that lake in, actually, I think in Missouri. That's named after that.
I could be wrong.
As a kid, I remember that name, Lake Titicaca. Am I saying it correctly?
Yeah, Titicaca.
And I remember that name stuck in my head because it sounded funny. And something with Missouri. But anyway.
So the Salar de Uyuni trip was mind-blowing. And I saw flamingos, my favorite animals.
Oh, yeah.
Very few of them because it was not the season. And we got stuck in the desert. So I thought I would die because we couldn't move. Nobody was around to help us. There was no service. So again, I'm like, what are we doing? And that also helps you in terms of be patient. Believe that a good moment will happen after this. Because it was dramatic.
Right.
We were stuck for hours. And the sun was going down.
Wow.
But again, we did so many different things. Like one night we slept over salt beds. It was freaking cold. And we slept on salt beds.
That's really cool.
Connected with the community, with indigenous people, meeting new people, new friends from around the world. There was a Greek person, a French person, an Arabic person. And I love... So one of my goals before leaving this earth is to learn how to say I love you and thank you in all the languages.
Wow.
So I always bring up this from different travelers, languages. Like, how do you say this in your language? And because if you really want to get to people's heart, you need to understand their language.
Yeah, I completely agree 100%.
That's why when I moved to a different country, even if it's a language you're not going to need in your life. If you want to understand them, their people, their culture, you need to understand the way they speak.
When people, that's very important to me as well. We have so much in common because on Instagram, when people message me or social media and their language, whatever language it is, I always try to respond in their language. It's hard for me to do at this point now, but I mean, I've always, in the beginning, I always tried to respond to someone in their language, you know, to connect with them.
Beautiful.
You know, because people are like, wow.
Yeah.
This person.
And they connect to you faster.
Right.
I think it's a deeper way. Yes. 100%.
I wish everybody did that.
Yes. You
know? It's interesting.
And then to finish the Bolivia trip, I moved to Lago Titicaca and there was another moment I will never forget. Actually two, but I'll share one.
I love it.
There's so much I could share.
Yeah.
I was traveling with these pills I got from the doctor. And I remember this girl feeling so sick and there was no one around. And I had only two pills for...
Like Pepto-Bismol type stuff?
Kind of. Like when you feel sick that you had like a food poisoning.
Yeah.
And I gave it to her without even thinking like, what if I feel sick tomorrow?
Right.
But that was such a... To me, it was one of the highlights of the trip because I was able to help someone. Mm-hmm. She was solo, right? So what if I was in her shoes?
Yeah.
And someone passed by and didn't help me, you know? So that's also the beauty of traveling solo. You're never solo. There are moments where you're solo and you can think about your life and so many other...
I just love how you're explaining this too because you're just putting yourself out there and... traveling the world as a woman and where the world is a little bit less safe for women and you're just loving it. And I think, and like I said, in my other podcast, I mentioned that women travel solo and I just love how you're putting that energy out there and explaining what it's like for you, how incredible it is. So thank you.
Thank you.
But let's keep talking. I love this.
So I have something to share about safety. Cause again, I said it's number
one. It's important.
And I knew we would talk about safety. So I created something just for you and for the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Cause I'm honored to be here.
I'm honored that you are here.
Thank you. And I think now that I had this idea, I'll probably create a PDF or bring it to my website. But so I wanted to find an acronym of the most important things that you should think of for safety before you travel. And I came up with Be Seen. So B stands for blend in, right? So when you travel to a different country, besides understanding their culture and their tradition, you need to try to blend in and not act as a tourist when you're solo. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way not to get scammed.
Or, I don't know much about traveling abroad that much, but from what I hear, Americans are pretty loud and they don't blend in. Is that true? You can say,
can I say yes?
Yeah, you can. I mean, this is nothing bad. This is just...
No, I'm joking. I'm so straightforward. I don't have any issues to say yes.
But yeah, so is that true? It's true, isn't it? From what I hear.
I mean, most of the time, not everyone, not all the Americans are loud, but they're known to be loud.
There you go. That's how you... Perfect.
So it's like not all Italians are
like
mafia.
Jay is like crazy when he goes out of the country.
if you try to blend in, you have a different experience.
Yes.
And you're not going to get hate from locals, you know?
Understood.
And that's also a way to break in their community and locals. And yes, absolutely.
So B, then E?
B, S, seen.
Oh, be seen. I don't know if it was like the word B-E, like B-E.
No, just the B.
Yeah.
B, and then the scene.
Awesome.
S stands for share your location and itinerary with someone you trust.
Yes.
What do I do? I share my itinerary with my family and one of my best friends.
Very smart.
Even if they're not close to me, but at least they know exactly where I'm going and when I'm going so people can check in on me.
Mm-hmm. Male and female.
Yes.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
But as long as they know your next destination, they know the hostel or hotel or Airbnb phone number. In case they don't hear from you for a while, they know who to contact. Otherwise, you're...
Very smart.
And I also advise to have a printed copy of what you're going to do just in case you get locked out from your phone, you drop your phone in the water, you lose your phone, something happens. Mm-hmm. you are not lost, basically, right?
Yeah.
So you have a plan B. And I also never walk around with my passport. I always bring a copy of my passport. I take a picture of my passport to have it on my phone.
Right. That actually happened.
Oh.
On one of our Christmas tours this year. These two wonderful ladies, very sweet, but they got lost from the Christmas tour bus. And so, you know, we have to leave and come back to Manhattan from Dyker Heights, Brooklyn, and their passports and everything were on the bus. That's, you know, that's the first time I thought, oh, when I travel, I will never take that passport out of my hotel room.
I never do. And yeah. When my clients ask me, mm-hmm. I'm like, please leave it in the room because you can use your ID.
Right.
And the copy of the passport. Right. If you have both, that's gold.
Well, the bus went back, you know, to the place that we get the bus from for the Christmas tours that we rent from, or Marco rents from, I should say. And then they had everything from the bus and it was gone.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, dear God, please let them. And you know what? They got it back.
Yes. Thank
so,
you.
But I was stressing for them. My heart was broken. I'm like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. And they got it back.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Good news.
Thank God. Okay, go ahead.
Do you have your top three most important contacts in your contact list with ICE before their name in case of emergency?
No.
So that's also what I do and what I recommend. ICE, ICE. So my dad is ICE Dad. My brother is ICE Mika. It's so if something happens to you,
yeah,
and people are able to unlock your phone, they're going to call the people that are most important to you. And that's based on in case of emergency.
And that's something
I've learned from one of my clients, which is now a super supporter, mm-hmm. a second mother. She comes to New York every year. Pierangela, I love her.
So smart.
Yeah, because her ex-husband was a firefighter. And that's what he taught her. And she taught me.
Wow, these are really good.
You like the tips?
I love them.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to bring
something.
I'm
getting home tonight and changing everything.
I mean, these are things that.
Yep. Is that is there more still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The C, we spoke about B and S.
Yeah.
C is choose your accommodation transportation wisely and also bring a lock. I always bring extra locks for anything that you might need.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Also transportation. Think about the world where most of the time you are safe, but some countries are more corrupted than others, especially when it comes to drivers.
Understood.
And transportation.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you pick the right company. And I understand people traveling on a budget. That was my type of travel when I started. But since safety comes first, I might spend a little more on that trusted transportation company.
Exactly.
And maybe, I don't know, have a less budget for food or...
I was going to say food.
Yeah. Or like shopping.
Yeah.
And the N stands for never reveal your exact destination to drivers. And that's something I do in New York City as well. When I call an Uber, I never put my address. Never. It's two doors down. So they never know where I walk in. Right? So same thing with... This is... You know what happened in Barbados years ago?
No.
So this driver... I didn't really trust in him. So I didn't want to put my address.
That, mm-hmm.
And I gave him... I was staying at an Airbnb, right? And I'm like, I don't want him to see where I'm staying. It's an Airbnb.
I hate that women have to think about this too.
Yeah, but still, like, yeah. I don't want him to know because there's
it's
no...
sad to me. That,
right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Let me search on the map. What's the closest hotel? So I put the hotel. And I get off the cab. He waited for me because he sensed that. And then when I'm like, I'm waiting 5 minutes, I go back and the guy's there. He's like, where are you going? I am, I didn't know what to say.
Cigarette.
I'm like, why are you asking me? Oh, I thought that was your hotel. I'm like, yes, I have a friend here. And at the end of the day, I'm like, I do whatever I want. If I want to give you this location, that's what you get.
Yeah.
You know? But that made me think that it's really important not to give the exact location.
So you do that in New York too?
Yes.
Wow. So you give a...
I heard stories, so I don't...
Yeah.
I feel safer that way.
Understandable. And I think it's smart. I just, you know, as a man, I don't think about that. And it's sad that women have to think that way.
I know,
you
but
know? Yeah.
Something we should think...
Mm-hmm.
Anything we do in life,
right?
Think ahead.
Yeah.
Like, not to jinx it or to bring bad energy, right? But think that something could happen. How can you prevent that? So I give another address, right, and I walk the opposite direction.
No,
I don't walk to my door.
100% smart.
And the driver leaves in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I go home.
Yeah.
Because there was one night this guy was waiting for me to walk inside. I'm like, why are you waiting?
Gosh.
You know?
They just drop me off and peel out, you know?
I'm just giving you different perspective.
No, no,
and
I think
of course,
it's smart. I think it's very important to be said.
Yeah.
You know?
And again, mm-hmm. Yes, I understand that from a male perspective, you wouldn't even think yeah. about these possibilities. But I mean, I really want to have all the possibilities in the world.
Right. I think it's important. I think it's one of the, I think that every woman should hear this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, hence the point of the show today is all these amazing points you're giving. Okay, what else you got?
The E, which is the last letter, is engage with locals for safety insights. Think about you are somewhere and there's a supermarket below your hotel, mm-hmm. hostel, Airbnb. You might want to befriend with that the owner in case something happens. You don't run as a stranger to ask for help. They know that you're a visitor, you're staying close to their yeah. supermarket. Blah, blah. I just gave you the supermarket idea or example. It could be applied to anything, a
right.
restaurant, a post office, mm-hmm. you know, but, and also ask for insights, right? And that brings me to the bonus, which is look for scams before you travel. It's something that I always do. And when I share this tip to anyone, even people that travel solo, they never think about doing it. So I search for what scams can I find in X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And that's what I did in La Paz. My first trip I ever traveled solo. Mm-hmm. And that gave me a different perspective and understand what to pack or how to travel to that destination.
Wow. I'm loving this.
Aww.
This is so informational. Is that the right word?
Informative.
Yeah, take that out. Let's go back. I'm loving this. This is so informative.
Thank you. Sorry, no. Thank
no, yeah,
you.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're just joking around behind the scenes here a little.
That's
but yeah.
When it comes to solo travel for women, I would also like to share that there are so many groups out there, especially on Facebook, where you can ask for advice before you travel, especially if it's your first
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
Mentioning some like girls love travel with host assist. And instead of going like to places that nobody have been to or you don't know anybody that has been to that place, you can get advice from those travelers, solo female travelers that have been to that destination and can give you like a trusted driver number or a trusted place to stay or a trusted tour guide, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So definitely that.
What advice do you give to women or anybody in general, but, you know, since we're talking about women, female solo travelers, when they visit New York City? Did I stump you?
Maybe.
Good. I love it.
Because I don't really get that question a lot.
Yeah. Because, you know, the media does give NYC kind of a bad rap sometimes. And, you know, I feel it's for the most part safe.
I believe, I mean, numbers talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So New York is one of the safest city
yeah,
in the States.
Exactly.
Even if there's crime, petty crime, and
mm-hmm.
we're healing from the pandemic, let's put it that way.
Right.
When I don't get that question asked often, mm-hmm. but when I do, I always tell them how to use the train.
That was exactly my very next question.
Really?
Like, I was just going to say that.
I would never suggest not to use the train.
Yep. I agree.
And again, if you're aware of your surrounding, and that means do not listen to music, be ready. Well, stand in the middle of the platform,
mm-hmm.
So that you don't get into a risk to get pushed off.
Exactly.
But just be aware of like who's behind you. Is someone following you? And be ready to act in case you need something that we as women, like our body is not as strong as men's body.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a chance that you can take some safety lessons. How you call them?
Self-defense.
Self-defense. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Perfect.
So mm-hmm. I also talk about taking self-defense classes, not just for New York in general. That's going to help you and give you an idea of like how to act in case of emergency.
This would apply to any country in the world.
Any country in
exactly.
the world. But specifically in New York, you know, as you said, media likes to scare mm-hmm. Travelers.
Right.
And a lot of travelers do not come because they're listening to the media.
And when they do come, they love it. That's
they
what I
love it.
Uh-huh.
And they do not feel as mm-hmm. unsafe as they thought they would.
Right.
And also, I think if you avoid specific touristy area where you can get scammed,
right?
That's also part of the unsafety versus safety part of New York.
We all love a monk coming up to us.
Oh how many bracelets can you collect?
I know.
In your lifetime.
Talking about. There's monks in Times Square and monks in Central Park and monks everywhere that come up and try and scam you. So avoid the monks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not scary. They're just, they're quietly shiesty.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Talking about this scams.
Yeah.
I made 2 YouTube videos, but only for Italian speaking. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And okay. I am talking about like 15 things to avoid, 15 scams to avoid.
Speaking of Italians, two of my favorite people, aside from Jay, are Italian, you and Marco.
Oh,
Marco Abbiati from My Christmas in New York.
Yeah, I know Marco.
Yeah, I love
that. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Chiara, how does solo traveling enrich you as a person?
I think solo traveling is very empowering because you are spontaneous. You go at your own pace. You can be open to reflection about yourself and your life and your surrounding. You can level up your confidence and be stronger mentally and physically.
That's wonderful.
Be more independent. That's what I've learned in this past 10 years.
Yep.
I was not as independent as I am today. And that's crazy. Good and bad. Good and bad. Because now I like things my own way.
You're 13 years in New York too, right?
Yes.
I'm 12 years, one year behind you. So
same
we're both on the same path.
Yes,
I love it.
Absolutely. But that the solo travel and New York City gave me a lot of independence.
Mm-hmm.
And you can open up to a deeper connection to yourself and really understand what your needs are, what your feelings are. And you can enrich your relationship with family, friends, and strangers based on what you understand about yourself.
I love it. Nicely said.
And also, if you want,
yes,
let's give like 3 tips of what solo female travelers can do in New York?
Yes, please do.
Something I did recently. I like to take myself on solo dates.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about something different, not like going to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I took myself on a solo date to Happy Medium in the Lower East Side. Have you been there?
I don't even know it.
It's a newish. They opened over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a place, it's an art cafe.
Nice.
And instead of a menu with food and drinks, you get art.
Oh, yeah, I have seen
so
it. Yeah.
I picked the breakfast collage and I made a vision board of my 2025.
Oh, very cool.
And I think that's also very enriching and empowering to do as a solo female traveler. Something else I like to do is take myself to Governor's Island.
I love Governor's Island.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite places. Did you know you can rent a bike for free for an hour?
Exactly.
So I like to get the bike for an hour, ride around the island, and then sit on the very highest point.
Up on that hill?
Yes.
Yeah.
And just look at the Statue of Liberty and be grateful for you know, my life and what I have.
I love it too. You're so close to the Statue of Liberty. You see the view of Lower Manhattan. Yes. It's a beautiful, I love Governor's
it's
Island.
Very
I think
peaceful.
It's like $4 too to take the ferry. I think the ferry's free on the weekend.
It's free it's free if you own a New York ID card. It's free if you own a New York ID card.
I love it, Kiara.
Sorry.
No, you're great.
It's free if you own a New York ID card.
Because I took it for free.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't even know it. I was like, it's free? What the heck? And then it's just ride the bike for free and everything. I love it.
Free.
And they have little restaurants there, and I got that
QC Spa.
Yeah, the spa.
That's
which
my
I've never
I have to take you there.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll treat you.
Okay, do we put cucumbers on our eyeballs?
If you want to. Yeah. There's a whole new building that just opened up in November.
Really?
Yes, new experiences.
Let's go.
And number three, let's talk about food. Why don't you think about taking yourself on a food tour over the 7 train in Queens?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I like to do. Hop off. Let's say you can pick 3 to 4 stops, mm-hmm. 5, whatever time you have available. And just try different cuisine and food, especially from Latin America.
Nice.
Colombian, yes. Ecuadorian, Mexican,
I love
Brazilian.
It. Wow. I want to do that. We should do that. We could do video.
Yes.
Let's do a reel.
Let's do a reel.
I'd love to do it. You know, I know you travel all over the world, and New York City is known for its energy, Kiara. But is there another city in the world that gives you kind of like a similar rush that New York City does or a similar feeling?
Similar rush. I have feelings for some cities in the world, but I don't think that other cities give me the same energy mm-hmm. or rush. I'm very attached to Amsterdam, Tel Aviv, Bangkok, Hanoi. I mean, I can list so many.
Yeah, I love it. I need to travel more. You're really inspiring me to travel
Aww,
more.
Aw, I love that.
What's one thing, Kiara, that NYC does better than anywhere else in the world? Can you think of anything?
Probably the community and resilience. That's what I've experienced since I moved. Like, basically, you never fall, because every time you fall, you stand up and you're stronger, and you know that you can build more because you always have a community to support you.
Yeah, I agree. I love that. Have you had any funny moments while you're traveling?
Funny?
Like, yeah, just any awkward or funny moments that you can remember that you've laughed really hard, or you met somebody that made you laugh, or experience that made you laugh?
I can't think about laugh. I can think the world is small. I met this guy that I led on a tour years before in New York.
Mm-hmm.
We bumped into each other on a vegan spot in Vietnam, and that was wild. just because, you know, it makes you think that the world is small, but mostly nothing like I can think of. Oh, laugh. Yes. Women-owned motorcycle tour, food tour.
Wow.
In Ho Chi Minh, Vietnam. My tour guide, I felt so connected. She was my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And as she was driving me around the crazy Ho Chi Minh, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Like exactly.
Hundreds of thousands of scooters around.
Right.
We were cracking up.
Wow, that is
like,
pretty cool.
I felt like we've known each other for a long time.
Ah, I love that.
Thank you for bringing that up. Such a good memory.
Oh, I love that.
I actually also have one.
You do?
I do. I was traveling by myself to LA, not out of the country.
It's okay.
But I was traveling by myself to LA, and I love trains. So I wanted to go
Me
to
too.
The train museum. They have like an outdoor train museum. And it was really cool. But it wasn't very crowded because it was like during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, I guess, you know, people were doing their thing. But there was this one other like dad with his son, and they were like pretty like close behind me. And the son like turns to his dad and is like, "Why is that guy alone?" And I was like, "Oh, okay,
is that me?"
And then the dad was just like said sorry to me and like ushered his son away. And I was like, "Wow, that was my first solo traveling experience, and I got called
that
out."
That little kid, how old was the kid?
Wait,
he must have been like 4 or 5.
He's like, look at that loser, Dad.
I know.
No, but my question is, how did that make you feel?
Great question.
Because
he's a kid too. So what are you thinking?
I thought it was really funny.
Judgmental.
Did you take it personal? Like,
no,
did you
feel
bad about
it?
Okay.
No, I actually, I liked. So solo traveling. I liked going by myself for all the reasons that you mentioned. But it was also just like, it was great to be able to do what I wanted to do, like on my own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And so like part. That was, yeah, it was just so funny that. Like,
that is funny. Yeah. Kids always say, you know, they're so unfiltered.
It's I great. Love it. They're
yeah.
pure.
Yeah, exactly. One last question. If you could teleport to any destination right now, Kiara, where would you go?
Right now?
Yep.
Somewhere could, I've been or not?
You could teleport anywhere. Anywhere.
Madagascar.
Have you been there?
No.
Let's it's go. My, yes. Let's go together.
Let's hop on a plane.
I would love to go there. Before we let you go, we here at the New Yorkers podcast want to know what it means to you, Kiari Lady Boss, to be a New Yorker.
Besides the amount of numbers you've been living in the city and the way you act mm-hmm. and the way you think, definitely believing that anything is possible. So if you can dream it, you can do it. And something I have in my apartment is dream it, wish it, do it. So live your life to the max.
Yep, I agree. I think that's just stated perfectly.
Thank you.
I completely know what you mean. Thank you for joining us today for this week's episode of the New Yorkers podcast. Why don't you let everyone know where they can find you on social media?
Kiari Lady Boss, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, New York City for All, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, blog, and Threads.
Oh, yeah.
And the new project, Uncover Untouched Italy, website and Instagram. Actually, website for the other two as well. So, Kiari Lady Boss, New York City for All, Uncover Untouched Italy.
Once again, I'm your host, Kelly Kopp, also known as New York City Kopp, across all my social media.
Please like and subscribe to the New Yorkers podcast. And you can follow the New Yorkers on social media at the New Yorkers podcast.
You can leave a rating or comment to let us know how you are enjoying the show. We read through all your comments and DMs, so please, we would love to hear from you. Thank you, Sue Rothwell, who just had a birthday recently. So happy birthday, Sue. Michelle Rankine, who did a tour with me last year, and she's doing a tour with me in a couple weeks again.
Oh, I'm joining.
Can't wait to see her again. And Anja Kunis, for your kind words on the last episode. If you want to be featured at the end of an episode, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or a comment on Spotify.
And thank you, Bill Strickland, Leanne Neal, and Tom Matz, for your comments on Facebook.
Have a lovely day, and we will see you next time, my friends.
Ciao.
This is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train. Thank you for riding with MTA New York City Transit.